Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Invited to join us, 603-283-6160. That's the phone line if you want to do that. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria, Conan, and Ian. And we're big fans of cryptocurrency here on the show. And a number of months ago, I don't exactly remember how long, it could have been a year ago for all I remember, we talked about cryptocurrency addiction. This was definitely prior to the raid because I remember parts of the conversation.
I didn't hear this one.
Well, it's the tendency of people to just constantly check the cryptocurrency values to see whether they're up or whether they're down, to just look at it too many times throughout the day, addicted to the dopamine hit of seeing that, you know.
Yeah, but it's going down, too. So, I mean, it's not like Facebook dopamine where it's, or even.
It's more like gambling dopamine.
But
when it does go up, the fact that it went down makes it hit all the better.
So there's people out there that have admitted to this, and they admit that it's a problem, and they need help?
Well, I don't know to what extent it's actually like disruptive to their
lives.
Who's
reporting on this first? I want to know who's reporting on this first. Is it?
This was something we talked about probably 9 months ago.
Well, some people, I mean, it definitely distorts their lives. Some people will stay up later than they otherwise might because they're obsessed with some new crypto that's coming out, right, or they're researching a thing or whatever. Although, you know, to some extent, it's been worthwhile for some people. I remember Roger Ver was being interviewed. For those that don't know Roger, he's the former or current sponsor of the show, longtime sponsor, on behalf of Bitcoin.com.
I mean, people call him Bitcoin Jesus.
Yeah, and I remember he was talking about, in an interview he did, about kind of how he got started into cryptocurrency. And it was listening to Free Talk Live, listening to us talking about Bitcoin with one of our callers. It took him to the second time that Bitcoin came up on the show to start taking it real seriously. And then he said he spent like days researching because there wasn't crypto back then. It was just Bitcoin. There was nothing else. He spent days and like didn't sleep researching this stuff and ultimately decided to make the purchase of, you know, some number of, I don't know how many thousands of Bitcoins.
Well, that's short term, you know, being interested in a project, so learning about it. I wouldn't really call that an addiction. That's just like a temporary obsession.
I would say it could be a work addiction where he is, you know, wanting to get to the bottom of things and make money and to control his, you know, to control his life.
I was just giving you an example of somebody who declined one of the most important things, which is to get good sleep every night. He declined that for days while he was obsessed with this. Some people continue their obsession because now you've got literally thousands of cryptocurrencies out there. It isn't like you just have one thing to learn about. You can spend your entire life learning about different cryptocurrencies and trying to figure out which one to buy and which one to hold and sell or whatever. I mean,
I sort of attempted this a few years ago with something called Cryptocurrency Check. I wasn't trying to find out, you know, what people should invest in or what people should buy or whatever. I was just trying to, you know, eliminate these scam coins and tell people not to buy them.
Yeah.
But I realized within like a week of doing this that creating one cryptocurrency breakdown per day was not keeping up with the flow of new cryptocurrencies.
It's impossible.
Yeah, and it would have taken me a staff of like 30, 40 people to adequately research all of the new cryptocurrencies and all of the ERC-20 tokens, and it just would not have been possible.
And that was what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, but I mean, it's
even worse.
It's kind of died down a little since then. I mean, back then you had things like Orange Coin and Pot Coin and Hemp Coin and Cata Coin. It was garbage in 2018.
There's still plenty of garbage out there.
It was so bad then. I was sure that we were looking at cryptocurrency repeating the video game crash of 1983, which was what there was such a flood of garbage on the market that everyone just pulled out of the market entirely. I thought that's what cryptocurrency was heading toward. The worst example was Bitcoin Silver that I found. It was an ERC-20 token that continually reset its "you have X days and X hours remaining" thing so that it never actually went down. And sure enough, to this day, there's still people. They didn't even have the Twitter handle for Bitcoin Silver. They were like at Bitcoin Silver 1 or something.
Oh, wow.
So is this a botched, shady operation from the start? And you can go to find them on Twitter now and just see all of the people saying, hey, I never got my Bitcoin silver. Well, of course you didn't. They took your Ethereum and ran. Why didn't you at least go to the website twice to make sure that the ticker is actually counting down?
By the way, speaking of collapse, Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Man, Poor Dad.
Kiyosaki,
Rich Dad, Poor Dad author.
Mm-hmm.
He says this month is the economic collapse that we've all been waiting for.
Man, I sure hope so.
By the way, you said you were doing the crypto assessment thing in 2018?
It may have been 2017.
I just looked at 20...
It was before I moved here.
Okay, I just looked at, looks like February of 2018. Just randomly picked it on the Internet Archive.
Bitcoin, Bitcoin was 5,000.
At this time, actually, Bitcoin was 10,000. Apparently. Yeah, this was right after the peak.
Right.
After it hit that peak. CoinMarketCap, at that time... 1,530 cryptocurrencies.
Good God.
What's it now?
12,352.
I told you.
Are they still tracking dead coins like Orange Coin and things like
no,
that?
No. CoinMarketCap has a certain requirement. So there's thousands more that are not listed on CoinMarketCap.
Oh, God. So, yeah, it's gotten significantly worse.
Yeah. There's a S ton of these things out there. And now, of course, it's including tokens in with this
sure.
number. And for listeners that don't know the difference, a cryptocurrency is its own separate, you know, a entity, whereas a token sort of exists on an existing blockchain like Ethereum, for instance, and without getting too deep into.
All right. So Aria, I have a crypto addiction. I stay home when I should be out going to the clubs and meeting people, meeting women.
Well, see, that's not
I just monitor these tickers and just see where my crypto is at currently and thinking about the next crypto I want to invest in. Which, by the way, I'm an investor. I hardly ever spend crypto these days.
I don't think that's the type of addiction this article is talking about.
I was just mentioning that
because that was, you know, we covered Bitcoin cryptocurrency addiction a long time ago.
Right. So your article can't help me.
No, it can help you if you're one of the people who have lost millions, because this is the world's first Bitcoin rehab clinic where traders who have lost millions battle cryptocurrency addiction. So maybe they are still regularly checking it. It's Castle Craig. It's a private hospital in Peebleshire near Edinburgh. It has seen admissions for Bitcoin addicts increase by a factor of 10 in the last year. The clinic is overseen by therapist Tony Marini, who claims to be the first physician to recognize that crypto trading is very similar to gambling. Well, it can be if they're making speculative bets
correct.
On various cryptocurrencies.
Correct.
Well, isn't that all crypto trading is?
Maybe.
Is it all speculative bets?
I didn't get into cryptocurrency as for speculative reasons. I got into it because I believed in it.
But they're talking about traders. Traders are people who spend their day watching markets, trying to figure out what's going to happen, and trying to bet on it to make money.
Fair point.
That is a crazy business, and I would want nothing to do with it.
Not in the cryptocurrency space. Too much happens too quickly.
Or even the stock market. Or even scratch tickets.
He says that most addicts start by occasionally trading before frequent wins feed dopamine cravings and dreams of earning millions. However, such habit-forming behavior where users can lose large sums of money can lead to disaster and even suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Tony said, if you say to somebody doing crypto, so you're occasionally gambling, they're going to say, no, I'm not. So take out the word.
I can research.
Right. That's what they'll all say. But traders of stocks will say the same thing. So take out the word gambling and say occasionally trading.
Yeah, and I've always said that stock trading is gambling, and I remember arguing with Mark about that early on.
It's absolutely gambling.
Yeah, I remember doing this long before crypto. We had arguments about this on the air, and to me, it's totally gambling. Yeah, you can research it, but you still don't know what's going to happen to the company.
I mean, you can research the Patriots as well and the Buccaneers, mm-hmm. and you're still gambling when you place a bet on which one is going to come out ahead.
Absolutely.
You know what? When you get in your car and drive to the grocery store, there's no guarantee you're going to get there.
That's right.
You're gambling.
Yeah, but it's a safe gamble when you're just driving to the grocery store.
Okay. Whatever.
I wouldn't say that's safe at all.
Really?
You never know when some lunatic's going to, you know, cross over the median and run head-on into you. You have no idea.
It happens. Or you could get COVID.
Seems to be very rare, though. At least I'm not going to factor it into my life as I go about it.
You're more likely to have that happen to you than dying of COVID, though.
Yeah, probably.
Lots more.
So we're going to talk more about Bitcoin addiction. Evidently, one of these guys stole more than £1 million from his employers in order to fuel his gambling habit. 603-283-6160. Or maybe all of this is made up, and it's just people have addictions, and that's really all there is to it. What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Speaking of cancel culture, actually, I don't think we actually mentioned cancel culture tonight, but We've been canceled by our credit card processor. For years, we've been running the AMP program. You can find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. But if you're trying to sign up, it's not going to work. If you're using a debit card, PayPal still works. And, of course, the cryptocurrency options are still there. So I want to say thank you, though, to M.O. Stackler, who is tonight's amplifier, a gold-level amplifier, which means that M.O. is contributing $10 per month to the AMP program. We don't ask that. It only takes $5 per month to join. That gets you in.
Is it ammo or
ammo?
R-O?
Ammo, like A-M-M-O?
I don't know. Because
that's interesting. He's an ammo stacker, Stackler.
The font here is not very friendly, so that did not help at all, did it? Let's see.
I could be wrong. It is funny if it's apparently.
I put in ammo, so okay. I could have entered it incorrectly.
I think it might have been.
Yes, because I was looking at it on my phone earlier when I was copying it over. So that's Arno?
I think so.
Okay, well, let's go with Arno because that makes more sense. So anyway, amp.freetalklive.com stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, because that's what the money's used for. If you like Free Talk Live, if you like hearing us try to figure out what the hell I wrote down earlier, then you might consider joining the AMP program. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Quality programming.
With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And for whatever reason, now it won't let me change the size of all of these letters. It's wonderful.
That's right.
I love Google Sheets so much. Yeah, it's not important. So we're talking about Bitcoin addiction. And this guy, let me get back to it. He was trading in cryptocurrencies while working in finance.
Crypto investing or trading.
Trading addiction.
Crypto trading addiction.
Yes.
So, yes. Not just Bitcoin. There's a lot of them, as we just discussed, there's a lot of them out there right now.
Thousands.
And this addiction led to the man stealing more than 1 billion pounds from his employers. The therapist says Bitcoin addicts are often addicted to drugs and booze. He said, commonly, people start because they want to buy stuff off the dark web. And the only way to do that is with cryptocurrency.
By the way, so are stock traders.
Addicted to drugs and alcohol?
Correct. Especially Coke.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. The biggest problem is this cross-addiction with crypto starting through drugs and alcohol. No, the problem is that you have people who are already trying to fill some hole in their life with drugs and alcohol who find another way to fill a hole in their life with cryptocurrency.
Right, and that's any addiction, by the way. It doesn't...
Yeah.
It's filling a void. It's filling a hole in...
Since 2017, Tony has treated 15 people who have been addicted to crypto. He says that often people are referred to the clinic for drugs or alcohol, but their treatment often uncovers other behavioral obsessions, and foremost among these is crypto addiction. I kind of like this guy. He's seeing people for drug and alcohol addictions, and he's looking for underlying causes, underlying issues that they may have, and he's inadvertently finding that they're also addicted to cryptocurrency trading. Tony says that around 9 of his current patients being treated at the 18th Century Country House are addicted to online trading, usually aged between 20 and 45, and have a bit of spare cash.
Wait. So does this guy specialize in crypto addiction, or he's just or addicts in general?
I think it's addicts in general.
So 8 of the 9 are crypto addicts all of a sudden?
It seems that way.
Huh.
From 2017 to 2019, Tony claims that Castle Craig was the only facility in the world which was treating cryptocurrency addiction. So it sounds like he was the one who noticed it, and maybe that caused more people with the issue to go to him. I don't know. But it certainly sounds like he's more of an addiction specialist who just noticed cryptocurrency addiction as well.
Well, I wonder if there are some other addictions that aren't being mentioned, like, beating people up or... I don't know. What kind of addictions are out there except sex and...
sex, drugs, cryptocurrency, apparently.
So, gambling.
Facebook, our social media.
Video games.
Video games, that's a good one.
Well, and Facebook is that dopamine hit, right?
Yeah,
right,
so
correct.
Behind that one.
Just smartphones in general.
So I'm wondering how many of these individuals also have a social media addiction.
Oh, I'm sure most of them, if not all of them.
I don't know. This sounds like this article is just unique in that the guy... discovered a new addiction that he probably wasn't aware of until this year.
And maybe the crypto people can pay better, too, because if they haven't lost it all, they probably still have some money they can pay their bills with, whereas if you're like a doper or something like that,
exactly.
You probably don't have any money.
True.
Exactly. This guy's hit pay dirt.
Mm-hmm. And evidently these people did lose millions, but it does sound like they didn't lose it all, because users travel from... Users. I like how it says that. Users.
Mm-hmm.
Your cryptocurrency
user.
travel from the likes of the United States, Dubai, Malta, and the Netherlands to get treatment at the clinic. So from all of, they have enough money to travel there from the United States.
Right, right.
Tony says that too many stories about Bitcoin are about people who have made fortunes.
And he keeps going back to Bitcoin.
Well,
it's not, there's lots of crypto out there.
Yeah, Bitcoin's like the Kleenex of cryptocurrency, though. You use the term Bitcoin interchangeable with, you know, it's like when somebody goes and they order a Pepsi in the South or whatever they mean, or a Coke. They could mean anything. Like,
sure. Or like you Xerox something, it just means right. To copy it, but Xerox is just a brand.
It's become a verb.
The reason I keep prodding this is because it's feeling more and more like a hit piece.
It's not at all a hit piece from what I can gather, though. I mean, it's just a guy talking about something that he thinks he's discovered.
A hit piece against Bitcoin.
It could be.
These big wigs are always trying to, especially the bankers, are always trying to weasel in to demonize Bitcoin any way they can because it's doing really well. What is it, up to 51,000?
I've got a story about a banker demonizing Bitcoin, if you want to hear that one. Old J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon's back at it.
Oh, I do want to hear it. I thought he changed his tune.
No.
But J.P. Morgan
changed their tune.
Okay. But he's what?
The CEO is still anti-Bitcoin.
But the company itself changes.
Correct.
I don't understand how that works.
Well, because, you know, he may be the CEO, but he doesn't get to control everything, right?
Okay.
The CEO just does what the board of directors tell them to do.
Okay, gotcha. So the board of directors forced him, or manipulated him, whatever the terminology would be, into...
Coerced.
I didn't want to use that word because he could just quit and not be the CEO anymore.
Or get fired if he doesn't listen to him.
Into buying cryptocurrency, even though he's personally against it, and he's back at it now, railing against it.
He's out against railing against Bitcoin again, yep.
I can't wait to hear what he has to say. There's nothing left to this, so let's go ahead and get into that.
This story's coming from news.bitcoin.com, published just 22 hours ago. Kevin Helms writing, J.P. Morgan Chase Chairman and CEO Jamie Dimon continued to express his anti-Bitcoin and crypto stance in an interview with Axios on HBO, published on Monday. Dimon was asked whether Bitcoin is, quote, the fool's gold of the future. And the J.P. Morgan boss replied saying, quote, it's got no intrinsic value, and regulators are going to regulate the hell out of it.
Huh. Well, that's what they're trying to do.
The dollar has no intrinsic value either. I mean, technically, gold doesn't either. Humans just sort of valued it.
And amazingly, there's a report published by the Federal Reserve that actually admits this. They get to the quote from that amazingly in just a moment. While admitting that cryptocurrency will be around long term, Dimon said, quote, I've always believed it'll be made illegal someplace, like China made it illegal, so I think it's a little bit of fool's gold, unquote.
If you have an authoritarian, totalitarian regime like they do in China, but here in the United States, ours is not quite that bad yet.
I got more.
And just because a government outlawed it doesn't mean there's no value to it.
It also means they're not using it in China.
Yeah, we should talk about the intrinsic value of Bitcoin, because he's wrong about that.
I mean, it also doesn't mean they're not using it in China. But what are your thoughts? Does Bitcoin have any intrinsic value? Is it modern-day fool's gold? 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Joe Biden last week was holding some top-level meetings with lawmakers at the White House trying to get his priorities passed. Tuesday saw him in a Detroit suburb. Speaking in Michigan, Biden said the U.S. has not put enough emphasis on its own investments and its own economy, and he said the country is at that inflection point he's been referring to, and he cited China as the primary competitor in the marketplace.
In recent years, China has spent around three times as much on infrastructure as a share of their economy than we have.
The company that runs the underwater pipeline that caused the massive oil spill off Southern California believes it may have been struck by something. The Unified Command that includes the Coast Guard says divers did find a big section of that pipeline moved out of place, so they're looking into whether a vessel may have struck it. And this is USA Radio News. Several senators, including Connecticut's Richard Blumenthal, calling on Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg to show up to testify to Congress soon, as Blumenthal made the comment on Tuesday as a company whistleblower was under those hearing room lights under oath before the committee and accusing the leader of Facebook of, quote, going sailing instead of taking responsibility. Nearly one in three U.S. adults say they may support getting rid or of limiting the jurisdiction of the Supreme Court. It's according to a new survey conducted by the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania, finding 34% of Americans polled would consider abolishing the nation's highest court if it started issuing rulings that most Americans disagreed with. Wall Street rebounding with tech stocks bouncing back today. NASDAQ gained 178 points. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
If you are planning to go to Switzerland for Liberty in Our Lifetime, it is, in fact, sold out, but you can still get digital tickets for the October 16th event. You can learn all about seasteading, Crypto Valley, Prospera, and so many other projects that are taking place around the world to help achieve Liberty in Our Lifetime. The website for that is lifetimeliberty.com. You can still get digital tickets there. They're pretty cheap. It's like $50. So if you still want to attend the event, but you weren't fast enough to get an actual physical ticket, lifetimeliberty.com, head there, get your virtual ticket. It's significantly easier to watch it virtually as well. Not everyone has time to just, it's Sweden, not Switzerland. Not everyone has time to just take off to Sweden in the middle of October. So
plus, it's Europe, so you have to have a vaccination, don't you, to even get in?
Is it Sweden open right now?
I don't know the answer to any of those questions. Either. And you don't need to know the answer to those questions either if you get a virtual ticket at lifetimeliberty.com.
Seasteading. Have you guys looked into that? Have you heard?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we've interviewed them.
It's nutty.
Well, I mean,
it's never going to happen. I mean, you're as likely to go live on the moon.
I would say they're dreamers.
I mean, you got to have dreamers out there in the world to try crazy, nutty ideas, Conan. I mean, when you say it's never going to happen, what do you mean?
I mean, there's just too much land available. And
but there's more water available.
And if you could get one rich guy, if you get Gates to do anything, he could buy whole cities and he could start utopias. If you really
want to live anywhere,
you could start dystopias.
Yeah, well, that's crazy.
Well, that's what it would be. It would be his utopia, but it wouldn't turn out well.
We would not want to live in a place like that.
Yeah, but rich people could do these things.
But the idea behind the seasteading thing,
the whole BioShock game is based basically on a rich dude who wanted to start an underwater
all right,
utopia.
Let's get away from the games for now and talk about what's actually happened. Seasteading, a couple. I don't know, 2019, 2018, they actually had their first seastead start off the coast of, I believe it was Thailand,
mm-hmm.
and the Thai government came and raided the seastead. So it was there, and they did successfully build it.
Was this just shanties floating on pylons out in the middle?
The technology they're using is surprisingly complicated. Like, they have some sort of centralizing thing that sinks, like, I think it was 50 feet below the surface of the ocean
to keep
it stabilized.
Yeah. It's interesting. Like, they've done a lot of research, put a lot of money into this. I think it was, like, Peter Thiel or somebody has thrown some money into this, or one of these rich kind of libertarian guys is involved with the Seasteading Institute. And, unfortunately, even though they were in so-called international waters, the Thai government decided it was a threat to their sovereignty. And they came in looking for the people who, it was only a couple. It was a very small, you know, just a small little seastead. And the couple just happened to be in the country of Thailand doing some shopping at the time. They saw, like, a news report about the raid on their seastead, and they were like, well, I guess we can't go back there.
Right.
And they managed to escape from the country because they were wanted, you know, by the Thai police for being a threat to the national sovereignty. It was what they were being accused of.
A couple.
Yeah.
By floating on a ship.
Yeah, the fact that they had a platform, especially a platform with a hut on it, essentially, that was the threat to their sovereignty. So, yeah, it didn't work, Conan, but they did actually successfully do it.
And they're still trying
for
it.
How long?
They built the thing.
I would suggest you go to lifetimeliberty.com.
what do the tickets cost?
$50.
Not bad.
You can find out all about it.
Right here in our own state, Live Free or Die State, there's the story of some guy named River Dan.
Yeah, River Dave.
Dave.
Yeah.
Kind of a hermit living on right on the side of the river, and it was someone else's property, and he wouldn't leave. And they arrested him, and while he was in jail, his house burned down.
Totally convenient how that
happened. How do you like how that works?
Yeah, we covered that story
here.
But
if you're in small numbers, like this couple or just one guy, River Dan, these things never work.
No, I agree with you, Conan. I think that some of the seasteaders want to have a larger community somewhere.
Yeah, they've designed these sorts of platforms that will fit together at spur of the moment notice.
Yeah, you can move.
Just sort of spontaneously create a city. And then you go, I don't want to be part of this city anymore. So you fracture it off and go to your own other city.
Look, hey, I'm a skeptic too, Conan, but I wish him the best. I want it to work.
The idea is neat.
Yeah.
It's really, really neat. But, I mean, how do you live? What do you do? How do you survive?
I guess. I don't know.
You can't live off of just fish.
Well, that's why they went into Thailand to buy stuff.
Right. Exactly. So if you can't stay on the boat all day long,
if you have one of these large enough, you could have one of these floating platforms that is dedicated just to growing stuff.
Yeah, you could have a city or whatever. It is a possibility. I wouldn't say it's in the realm of the impossible, and they've proven that it's possible. They just have to find the right political designation that's not going to send the army in with torches,
right,
you know, to try to burn you out. So I do wish them the best. It's a newer idea. It's one that isn't time-tested or proven, like the Free State Project, like the migration of liberty lovers to New Hampshire.
I'm all behind the Free State Project. That makes sense to me.
Right. Well, that's because it's proven. It's a proven project that has success. We've got free staters elected to state representative positions. We're having tremendous success. The budget got cut this year for the first time in forever. We're going to have to turn that off. But they just put the tax cuts into effect, by the way. They got rid of this one tax entirely. I forget what's called. I can pull it up here in a bit.
By the way, did they accept that $27 million or whatever COVID relief funds?
No, that meeting got canceled due to activists.
So we still don't know. So that money is
still floating. We're still waiting on that.
Don't take it. Strings attached. Yeah. Every Fed bill, every Fed check is strings attached, people.
They lowered the rooms and meals tax. They cut the property tax. They cut the business tax. They did an overall spending cut of 3.3%. And they eliminated, apparently, something called the interest and dividends tax. That's just gone.
Good.
That's all this year.
And my property went up just now, last
week.
Yeah,
they're screwing us regardless.
The whole region. It's not just Keene. Yeah, they did a reassessment. A property.
I think they do that every 10 years.
Every 5 years. Well, I thought it was every 10 years. The notice that came out said every 5 years. I don't know if I believe that.
So yeah, I mean, I wish the Seasetters the best and all the other projects the best. But the fact is, the Free State project has a 15-year head start.
Yep.
There's thousands of people who already made the move here, and more are coming. I mean, every day I'm seeing posts.
We just talked with someone earlier tonight who wants to move to New Hampshire. And absolutely. In the Facebook group for the Free State Project, there's constantly people saying, hey, we're moving to New Hampshire this year.
Oh, yeah. It's picking up for sure.
And I can't say that I blame them. I mean, better late than never.
Well, I would say, I was just telling Ian, when I first moved here 9 years ago, there were close to 500 properties in Keene available. Just Keene, not the surrounding towns. Mm-hmm. Guess what it's at now, Aria?
I heard this conversation.
25 properties are available in Keene right now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And they're not,
25 properties for sale.
For sale. Yeah. Listed on Zillow. Now, you could always look for, you know, for sale by owner options, but I don't even think those are all out there. But and prices are not cheap right now.
But they may not
only
get
25,
cheap.
So
this is, so yes, yeah, I mean, if you got to, but it's a good year to sell.
Mm.
So, I mean, if you're leaving an area, you might be able to make a, you know, sell your home for a song.
If you're leaving an area like New Hampshire, maybe. But if you're leaving an area like New York City,
maybe not. Probably not.
Because I imagine more people, in light of all of these crackdowns, are wanting to get to New Hampshire than are wanting to get to New York City, where it's worse.
Well, you got to love what the Free State Project posted on their Twitter account today. Earlier this morning, at Free State NH posts a screenshot of somebody else's tweet. This person is Mars at Asaram323 saying, quote, exactly why I staked 2 hours out of New Hampshire recently. The fear of COVID, the white men openly carrying weapons, the disrespect, the disrespect for women's rights, the assault on healthcare workers, teachers, officials, etc. Thanks at NHGOP and Chris Sununu. I no longer feel safe in my home state. So they moved out.
Good.
Well done, Free State.
Good.
Yeah.
That's what I want to hear more of.
Yeah, exactly. And then we will hear
so
more.
So he's 2 hours away. So he's probably in like Boston.
Massachusetts.
Yeah,
wherever. Yeah. Who cares where he went to? He's not here, or she, or whoever. Is not here anymore. And as I said, you know, this isn't the first person who has left New Hampshire out of fear.
That's good riddance.
And it won't be the last. And the more people we can move here who love freedom, the more uncomfortable life will become for people like this.
I gotta tell you, out of all of the things I'm worried about New Hampshire, the white dudes carrying guns is not anywhere on the list. 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. We're going to talk about Bitcoin some more. Apparently the Fed has published a surprising paper about it. 603-283-6160.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian. And Conan.
And we've been talking about Bitcoin. Ian, you read during one of the commercial breaks something that the Federal Reserve of Chicago had published on their website. Now, the Federal Reserve of Chicago,
St. Louis,
did not actually write the paper, but some economists wrote it, evidently.
Yeah.
And the
apparently at the behest of the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, and they felt
they published
it. Okay, they felt they felt that it was important enough that it was. The paper in general, that they would post it on their webpage.
And we dug into this because Jamie Dimon is out there running his mouth again, as he tends to do.
The CEO of J.P. Morgan.
Yes. And you evidently found a shocking statement within the article that you're reading that calls you to look into it and verify it, and it's pretty amazing what they actually said.
Yeah. This statement is, and this is a report published by the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. This was actually back in 2018 was when they published this, but it's still worth sharing. They were talking about Bitcoin. The whole paper, it's like a 16-page paper just going over the basics of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency.
You said they published this in 2018?
That's right.
Wow.
And so that's what the paper's about, but they do say that Bitcoin has no intrinsic value, and then they follow that statement up by saying, state monopoly currencies such as the U.S. dollar, the euro, and the Swiss franc have no intrinsic value either. So they say this.
Yes, it's
in
true.
The Federal Reserve Bank paper here.
It's true, but you wouldn't expect the Federal Reserve to add that second part. There's like, it's true that Bitcoin has no intrinsic value.
Yeah, it kind of messes up their narrative.
But that's the part I got to disagree with. It does have value. And the reason, and I mean,
but does it have intrinsic value?
And I'm going to say it does, because what Bitcoin,
as long as it's backed by, as long as the guns that back it remain in place.
There's no guns backing Bitcoin.
No. I'm talking about fiat.
No, I'm not talking about fiat. There's no intrinsic value in fiat.
Correct. That's that, and the Fed just admitted it. These economists.
Right, right. I'm saying there is intrinsic value in Bitcoin.
Okay.
And the philosophical aspect of it.
Value.
No, it's the network. The value of the network, the ability to transact value from one person to another with no middleman standing in the way, charging you some sort of, you know, fee or telling you you can't do it. The ability to transact peer-to-peer over long distances or short distances.
As long as you're not using an exchange like Coinbase to do it for you.
Correct. Is value. The network of thousands of nodes is value. The miners with millions, if not billions of dollars worth with equipment, making sure this thing runs reliably, there's incredible value there. And that's why the market is valuing Bitcoin higher than any other cryptocurrency at this time. And we have our critiques of Bitcoin for sure. Like, it still costs a little bit more than I would like it to cost to send, to transact value over this particular network. But no one can deny that it is incredibly reliable. You want to send Bitcoin to someone, all you need is their Bitcoin address and the Bitcoin in your wallet, and you can send it, and there's no one who can say that you can't. That's that network, the ability to do that, incredibly valuable.
I started out disagreeing with you, but I think I have to agree.
Yeah.
That is inherent value in what Bitcoin is.
Yeah, and fiat cannot do that. Fiat is completely controlled by the state and the banks, the Federal Reserve Bank or whatever central, you know, whichever fiat you're talking about, whichever central bank we're talking about, totally controlled. You have to ask permission, and they can tell you no. They can freeze your funds at any time that they want to. They can confiscate your funds at any time that they want to, and they can print out as many as they want to. Bitcoin is a predictable printing rate. There is an inflation of Bitcoin, but it is ultimately, some would argue, deflationary because people lose their Bitcoins all the time, and you know they get lost.
Plus, the increasing demand for Bitcoin wildly outstrips the inflation rate.
Yeah, that's true.
Gold. How regulated is it these days, 2021? How much hand in the actual transfer from one person to the next is there?
Like gold backs?
You mean by government?
Yeah, if any at all.
None that I'm aware of in the United States, per se, but I'm not sure. I mean, this isn't legal advice, but I've not heard of somebody selling gold backs getting arrested and having the feds raid their home.
So you don't need like a license or something to be like an official selling a certain amount of gold per year or
different
or day.
States may have different regulations on that, Conan. I don't want
to
give
because where I was going with that is that it's getting to the point where, and with the exception of gold being a valuable metal to use on, you know, especially electronics and whatnot, mm-hmm. and people who want to wear it. It's almost starting to sound like Bitcoin is becoming has more intrinsic value than even gold, especially considering how fast you can move it.
Well, through most of human history, gold didn't have any intrinsic value. It wasn't until very recently that we started using it in electronics
jewelry,
that it actually
jewelry
was valuable
count?
For something. Decoration?
People like shiny things.
Yeah, but the demand for something doesn't give that something intrinsic inherent value.
What is intrinsic value? It's true value, right? So it's
something that.
That is a good question. What is intrinsic value?
So aesthetic quality doesn't matter when it comes to. I would say that
intrinsic value is something that is valuable because it's valuable, and not because people are giving it that value, but because in and of itself, by its very existence,
it's
valuable.
It's useful, I would say. But here is what Investopedia says about it. Intrinsic value is a measure of what an asset is worth. This measure is arrived at by means of an objective calculation or complex financial model, rather than using the currently trading market price of that asset.
Objective. So if the entire...
It's just a definition of value.
If all society thinks that gold is beautiful and they want to wear it, then I would say that that is...
an intrinsic value? I don't know that I agree with Investopedia's definition, because it's basically just sounded like a definition of value.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Regardless, whether Bitcoin or gold has intrinsic value, the USD certainly does not. And if it does, it's just by the good faith and credit of the U.S. government, which is
going away. Every day, more and more people are waking up to the idea that their holy dollar is losing value, and all you got to do is just go to the store.
Yes.
And
I had a story about that tonight, but we never got to it. Other people are starting to notice that portions are getting smaller and prices are going up.
Yep. And if you could even find it on the shelf. I just came back from Aldi's, and they have vacant spots everywhere.
I was wondering if that was the case, because it was true last week as well. I did just look up intrinsic, just in the dictionary, belonging to a thing by its very nature. So now, whether or not we can see that value at any given moment is an interesting question, right? Because like the old statement about oil used to be that it was a nuisance, because before people realized that you could burn it, and, you know, keep warm and do other things with that once they figured that out, it was a pollutant of farmland. It's like, there's this black stuff coming up in your farmland. It's a big problem for somebody like that that doesn't understand that there's actually this value in this thing that's polluting you, what you think is a pollutant. But once you understand more about its nature, then you can understand its value. So I would say the nature of Bitcoin is intrinsically valuable, and the nature of gold is as well, because people do find it useful. Whether they found it useful for computer parts, you know, in the late part of the 20th century, or they found it useful for making pretty things that women really like, early on in, hundreds of years ago, there's value there.
Okay. And,
yeah.
But none of that is applicable to the USD or any of these other state-authorized dollars.
Jamie Dimon was further asked, according to news.bitcoin.com, whether government should regulate Bitcoin. Yes, he exclaimed, they have to. You can't regulate everything a bank does in terms of moving money and not regulate what you would call money. So he's now claiming that Bitcoin
is
money.
That's a shocking claim from him. But the banks have centralized institutions that you can regulate. The government can regulate Coinbase and Kraken and all of these others, but it can't regulate Bitcoin.
No, and he doesn't understand that. He says you can call it a security or an asset or something like that, but if people are using it for tax avoidance and sex trafficking and ransomware, it's going to be regulated whether you like it or not. So it's not a moral statement, it's a factual statement.
I've got news for him. Ransomware and sex trafficking are already illegal.
Yeah.
They're already regulated.
And by the way, China made Bitcoin usage illegal recently, and what's the price doing?
It's going up.
Yep.
Well, they say they made it illegal. I don't know to what extent they really did. There's always stuff from China about cryptocurrency. I think their central bank said that it wasn't allowed or something like that. I don't know to what extent their central bank has
You're not
authority.
Allowed to mine it. You're not allowed to have exchanges. And you're not, as I understand it, not allowed to use it personally, like to buy things.
Wow, that's pretty excessive of them.
Yeah. It's banned. Diamond did admit that JP Morgan clients are interested. While he himself doesn't care about Bitcoin, his customers do. And in July, the bank said that lots of its clients saw crypto as an asset class they wanted to invest in. And by August, JP Morgan was offering 6 crypto investment funds to their clients.
I imagine Jamie Dimon is buying Bitcoin and just being very, very quiet about it. He'd be stupid if not. Well, we're out of time for tonight. You can join us in the meantime over at social.freetalklive.com. That's our own social media server. Social.freetalklive.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job?
going through a divorce. Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.